Hi there. It's Johnson Family Time. Come with me to sunny Chickasola. I'll guarantee you'll enjoy the day. There's no rock and roll, but there's lots of fun. And you'll meet the Johnson family and their friends. In a moment, the Chickasola choo-choo leaves the station, but first, we have to wait till our sponsor gets aboard. And now, if everyone is ready, it's Chickasola time. And Papa Johnson and the lawyer Philpott have just returned to their cell in the county jail after being questioned by a board of the committee at the bank. Johnson is speaking as we drop in.
And everything that come up down there at the board, the president of the bank and all them right in front of all of them people, what you do, stand there and call me a nincompoop?
Johnson, what's wrong with that?
Well, what's wrong with it? It just don't sound good.
You don't know what a nincompoop is, do you, Johnson?
Well, the way you call me one of them, the tone of voice you use, they must be some kind of low-down something, because I know that.
Johnson, a nincompoop is someone who has high integrity, highly intelligent, and highly informed. Someone who is out of the ordinary. A nincompoop is someone who's head and shoulders above the crowd.
Oh. Well, you mean that you were giving me the compliment there, then, huh?
Of course, Johnson. It was you who was doing the blaming. Everything that came up, you said my lawyer told me to do this. That was my lawyer's advice. What do you want them to do, Johnson? Put me in the penitentiary? Isn't it enough that I, an attorney at law, is sitting behind the bars? The very place that I'm supposed to keep my own clients from ever getting? And here I am sitting here? How do you expect my clients to have any confidence in an attorney who's always getting locked up?
Well, that shows that you go to bat for them and fight and everything. That gives you better some another than if he didn't get locked up, the way I look at it.
But the rest of them don't look at it that way, Johnson.
No, I don't expect they do.
I know they don't. The rest of the people that I do business with, my clients, they shun me. They don't want anything to do with a lawyer that's a jailbird. And I can't say that I blame them. Trouble with me is I began associating with the such as you. And when a man of high standing and integrity begins to associate with such as you, Johnson, he is done.
You a man of high standing and integrity?
Yes.
You is a nincompoop too, then, ain't you?
Johnson, yes, I'm a nincompoop. I'm worse than that. Never mind. We're not getting anywhere this way. You and I both have been put in jail. They're holding us yet till they decide what to do with us. In their opinion, we tried to steal that money.
Well, didn't we?
Johnson, just because somebody tries to do something and doesn't get away with it, there's no reason why they should go around admitting that they did do something.
You can't.
No. We want to stick to the facts. We're going to catch a taxi cab and bring that money to the bank.
But they can't understand how come we took it to the railroad station.
I understand that, but we must stick to our guns, Johnson.
Yeah. Don't make me no never mind as much no way, because my home life done gone. I ain't got no place to go. I get out of here, you know that Mama ain't going to have me back there at the house no more. She done told me that the next time I get locked up, not to come back. She done said, keep going the other way. She don't want to have nothing else to do with me. No way, shape, or form. Besides that, her papa done moved in there, that old grandpa. He done moved in there with her. And boy, he is a terror. He, as old as he is, all got one foot in the grave almost and come there putting up his fist, want to fight with somebody. And asked me to put up mine and all that stuff. What you going to do with somebody like that?
I don't know, Johnson. Funny thing about two fellas, when they get put in jail and get to talking things over, it just seems that there's nothing that can be done with any of the things or people that they associate with. It's like the only thing that can be done is to do something about their self.
Huh?
That's right.
You mean that I'm the one that got to change?
Johnson, I don't know what I mean. I simply know that we're both in hot water. We're in a lot of trouble. And unless something happens... Oh, here comes the Professor Potash. Maybe he's got some information. I don't know why they let him out and kept us in.
Oh, me neither.
Mr. Johnson? Oh, hi, Mr. Your Highness, Philpott. I got some news for you.
Well, what is it?
Yeah, don't keep us waiting. We've been waiting, hoping that you come on down here and tell us something. Well, what's going on?
Well, at the inquiry of the committee of the bank, they done decided that all three of us is not only innocent of any wrongdoing, but that we is the heroes of the city. And they're going to give you a key to the city, and me a key to the city, and the lawyer a key to the city.
With the key to the city, they're going to give me fit this jail cell?
Oh, they're going to take you over here, Miss Johnson, and they're building some stands and stuff in the street where we're going to make speeches and everything. Even going to put it on the radio, though. And they're going to have announcements down there to introduce us as the ones where save the bank's payroll, and even go out on me specially for catching the crooks and all that.
That was a smart trick you did of getting them crooks up on Buzzard's beak so they couldn't get out and then calling the law.
Oh, I'm smart anyway, Miss Johnson. The sheriff is coming now, and he's going to let you all out in just a few minutes. I thought I would come over here and tell you the good news. Feel good about it?
I feel good about it, I tell you that. I'm going to set up my law office, and I'm going to stay all away from Johnson. I'm not going to have anything to do with him.
Well, that ain't going to be hard, because I'm going to leave town.
Why, Miss Johnson?
You know what Mama done told me about getting locked up. Goodness, I don't blame her. 4 or 5 sadness there, right straight in a row. I done wound up in jail, and she done put her foot down on the thing.
Oh, but you're going to be a hero, though, Miss Johnson. And you know how heroes is. They accept it everywhere. I mean, even in their own home, they accept it sometimes, heroes is. And so, really, you ain't done nothing wrong. You is what they call one of them martyrs is, you know, and everything.
That is right. I never thought about that. Maybe I can go home.
Oh, don't you just know it. Miss Johnson will be there to welcome you with open palms and open arms, Miss Johnson. And you see, don't she?
Well, I certainly hope so, because there ain't a place in this world I miss like I do my home. That old sofa there and that armchair. And I tell you that I wouldn't take nothing in this world for them 2 or 3 hours a day that I can lay out in that thing and rest myself. How long gonna be before they turns us out?
Unless I'm mistaken, look through the window, Dane. Ain't that the sheriff coming across the street now where the key is?
Yeah.
He coming over to turn you loose, Miss John, unloose you. You and the lawyer are the only ones in jail. I done told him that for the lawyer's benefit to let y'all go the back way, because it don't look good, you know, for a lawyer to be coming up, you know, turn the lawyer. You know how it would look when a lawyer walk out the front of a jail after he done just been turned loose.
I appreciate that, Professor.
I thought you would, Miss Philpott. Well, I gotta kind of get going there. See you later.
And what happens after that's certainly gonna make some fun in telling at this same time tomorrow. I'll be back in a moment. First, a moment here. And now, until tomorrow, this is Jimmy Scribner thanking you for today and hoping that you'll join us at the same time for more fun with the Johnson family tomorrow. Till then, goodbye, everybody!